Hello, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter in Washington.
And I'm Anna Mateo. Each day, we bring you a program that helps you learn American English as you hear about issues of interest to people around the world.
We speak at a slower speed and use words that are easy to understand. On today's program, we talk about taking care of our aging populations.
There are a few advanced words in the following report that we should explain. First is the adjective out of pocket. This means to pay for something with your own money instead of money from someone else, such as the government or your workplace.
You'll also hear the words chronic, which means something is continuing or long-term, and independent, which means to not require or depend on others. Anna starts by telling us about the world's aging population and what that means for family members and others.
Everywhere in the world, people are living longer. Studies show the average age of the human population is rising.
By the year 2050, an estimated 2 billion people will be aged 60 or older. And the number of people 80 years or older will have almost quadrupled to 395 million. That is the latest number from the United Nations World Health Organization.
The WHO says governments must prepare now to deal with an increasingly aging world. As people age, they may develop long-term health problems. These disorders may affect their quality of life and create problems for society and healthcare systems.
Caring for an aging population takes both time and money. The responsibility of caring for an older person often falls on family members, and this can create difficulties.
Gail Gibson Hunt is Chief Executive Officer with the National Alliance for Caregiving. Her group helps American families that care for sick or elderly family members. Ms. Hunt says some families experience what she calls caregiver burnout. She says the condition can affect a person in many ways.
Americans say they need several things to reduce the stress of caring for aging or disabled family members, according to Ms. Hunt. These things include money, medical training, and sometimes just giving the caregiver a break.
They typically will say they need a break, which is certainly something that can help with potential burnout. They often talk about needing financial assistance. They are spending, in the U.S., on average, about $5,500 a year in out-of-pocket costs.
In 2050, China will be the country with the largest population aged 80 years or over, with 90 million. India will come in second with 37 million. And the U.S. will be third with 32 million. Ms. Hunt says studies have found that Sweden and Finland lead the world in supporting caregivers. She says the U.S. is far behind other English-speaking countries in giving families support for caring for sick and aging family members.
Ms. Hunt says Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and Ireland do a better job than the United States in terms of their support to caregivers. She says that all four countries have strong government-supported caregiver programs. Families can get financial help and resources to help them care for elderly family members as well as disabled children.
You are listening to As It Is, a VOA Learning English program. After a short break, we talk about caregiver burnout in different cultures around the world. We will also hear about ways to avoid it. So stay with us.
In the first half of the show, we heard from an expert about caregiver burnout. Gail Gibson Hunt is our main expert today. Ms. Hunt is the Chief Executive Officer with the National Alliance for Caregiving. She explained which countries are doing the best in helping caregivers take care of the elderly. She tells us about the culture of caregiving around the world, and how to avoid getting burned out caring for others.
In some cultures, it is the family's responsibility to care for aging family members. So even the word caregiver does not exist in many cultures.
Well, and in India, I think this is interesting. There are so many middle-class Indian people young people who have moved to Australia or the UK or the US, they just send money back. There's, I think, an ongoing discussion in India of what's really the responsibility of the family, that they never even knew what the word caregiver was because it's just what you did.
Ms. Hunt says that is similar in China.
And the same thing actually is in China. China, you probably know, has passed a law saying that adult children must send money back to support the family. And they've started implementing this law now.
Ms. Hunt says that she found the situation in Japan to be far different. She says that Japan offers long-term insurance for families, and they also have a tradition of family caregiving. But, she says, they do not have a group of caregiving organizations that work together.
Japan has a lack of young people to care for its aging population. To answer that problem, Japan has sometimes turned to other countries to train people to work in healthcare.
Scientists in Japan have also invented caregivers. Recently, scientists and engineers from Riken Brain Science Institute teamed up with a rubber maker to invent Robear. This robot is designed to move patients from a bed to a wheelchair.
No matter where in the world they live, Ms. Hunt advises caregivers to reach out for help if they feel they are suffering from burnout.
The WHO also advises people to get more exercise, eat healthy food, and get enough sleep.
These activities will help to keep you healthy and independent later in life. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is program from the Voice of America.